Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James, Ash, and Sissy with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a local ranger from Mornington Island managed to avert ecological disaster after finding and removing a cane toad from a ship headed to the pest-free island. The ranger found the toad hidden under a pallet that was packed in Kurumba in the mainland on the Gulf of Carpentara and could easily have spelled disaster for the ecology of the island. Cane toads were introduced in the 1930s and have spread across the northern coast in the years since. Mornington Island is one of the few locations that have no invasive pests. The Greens have announced their support for pill testing in Queensland after the Rabbits Eat Lettuce Festival was announced to be the first music festival in the state to trial it. We spoke to Greens MP Michael Berkman in regards to this earlier this morning.
Oh, look, I think it's a huge win for Queenslanders and for harm reduction generally. This is an issue we've been advocating on for a long time now, certainly ever since I was elected. And obviously it would have been good to see the state government come on board sooner because each and every year that they've not acted, we've seen more harm, unnecessary harm and the loss of lives. So I think what we need to see at this point is for the LNP to come in behind harm reduction measures like pill testing, because if they're going to continue to stand in the way of harm reduction, we need them to accept at least that that's going to cost lives ultimately.
In national news, residents of Tom Price, a remote mining town in Western Australia, are fighting for a hospital upgrade promised 3 years ago. The McGowan Labor government promised an upgrade in 2021, but the repair has been stalled due to building costs. Their hospital is under-resourced, and the government's lack of action could be life-threatening for those with medical needs. Local residents who require health services not offered at the hospital are currently forced to travel hours, which has caused emotional and financial stress. Residents feel a sense of injustice as the mining exports from the community contribute $35 billion into the Western Australian economy. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has warned that he will not fulfil his election promise to pass religious discrimination reforms if it is not backed by the opposition. The PM said, quote, "If there is not agreement, then now is not the time to have a divisive debate, especially when the rise in anti-Semitism and Islamophobia," end quote. Albanese's bill would look to remove the right of schools to discriminate against children on any grounds.
In international news, Vladimir Putin's victory in Russia's election on Monday saw him reportedly receive a record 87% of the vote, which would guarantee him a fifth term in office. Although this shows a victory for Putin, there was no credible rivalry as all of his opponents were either in exile, prison, or dead. Putin is on his way to being the longest serving Russian leader in over two centuries. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds and a medium chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all news for your 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.